Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Brown's the new Blair.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Britain's finance chief, Gordon Brown, will be confirmed as the next prime minister today. He takes over for Tony Blair next month, just as the country's economic prospects are beginning to darken. From London, Stephen Beard has more.
In Britain's parliamentary system, voters elect a party. It's the party that chooses the leader. So as Tony Blair leaves office in mid-term, his Labour Party is set to crown Gordon Brown as his successor. Brown was the obvious choice. Under his 10-year stint as finance chief, Britain has prospered. But the good times could be grinding to a halt. Britain's central bank has just hinted that UK interest rates may have to go much higher. Some economists warn there are difficult times ahead. Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank says Britain's long property boom could quickly turn to bust.
The next recession in the UK will be very sharp indeed, precisely because so much of our wealth is tied up in housing, which effectively is, at the moment at least, a bubble.
At least, say the commentators, Gordon Brown should suit a chillier economic climate. Unlike the sunnier, more extravagant Tony Blair, Brown is by nature dour and tight-fisted. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Speaking of leaving office, today the 24 board members at the World Bank will meet again. They're trying to decide how to handle conflict of interest charges against Bank President Paul Wolfowitz. The White House has muted its unconditional support for him, and Wolfowitz is said to be looking for a face-saving way to exit, since he seems to be running out of supporters. Well, not entirely. Today, Japan's finance minister said his country has high regard for the World Bank president, thinks he's doing a good job. The Nikkei slipped 30 points, but Asian markets closed in positive territory today. European shares are also moving higher right now. The bulls were romping and stomping on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow soared 103 points to 13,487. The Nasdaq jumped 22 points to 2547. And the S&P climbed 12 points. It opens this morning at 1514. Congress gets started on the farm bill next week. Some on Capitol Hill are already wondering how the government can ensure new biofuel crops that aren't time-tested. Jeremy Hobson has more from Washington.
The U.S. spends billions of taxpayer dollars every year subsidizing crop insurance, but some crops aren't covered. At a congressional hearing yesterday, lawmakers heard about potential crops like camelina, a weed that's being looked at as an alternative source of energy. Some argue that without the coverage, farmers won't be inclined to start growing it. But there's a dilemma. Brent Doan is with the Risk Management Agency, which develops crop insurance policies.
When we develop a policy, and we're going to be using taxpayer dollars to pay for that, we want to make sure that it is something that is truly needed.
It can take farmers years to determine whether a crop is viable, and insurers need time to develop the proper balance between premiums and payouts. And there are other questions.
How marketable will that product be? Will there be a lot of producers that want it, or is it just going to be one where we sell four or five policies, but there's an enormous expense to develop that policy?
Markup of the farm bill begins in the House next week. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Staying awake at work can be tough sometimes. Don't get me started. But now when you get drowsy, you can just pop a sunflower seed. Sound odd? Well, these aren't your ordinary seeds. If you can believe it, a South Dakota company is adding caffeine and other energy boosters to the seeds.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By the Duke Executive MBA, developing leaders and accelerating careers around the world with four top-ranked executive MBA programs for working professionals. More at DukeExecutiveMBA.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
Everyone likes to feel special. One way of demonstrating your specialness is when you go to a fancy restaurant and you can order a special dish that isn't on the menu. Shows you're in the know. Well, it turns out the same thing applies at certain fast food chains. Regulars know they can order combinations that can't be found on the menu. Okay, so it's not exactly like the lobster risotto at Le Cirque, but as Pat Loeb reports, customers seem to like it.
Welcome to In-N-Out. May I take your order?
In-N-Out is a drive-through burger chain in Southern California. It has the shortest of menus, hamburger, cheeseburger, fries, and drinks. And yet you'll regularly hear other orders.
All right, so I have a veggie burger, grilled cheese plain, 3x3, less only, one animal fry, two regular fries.
Things like animal fries, French fries smothered in a secret sauce and onions, are on the not-so-secret menu. It's on the company's website, but it makes customers feel special.
In these places where you're waiting online and you're grabbing a number, you actually feel like a person because you know something that other people don't know.
Danielle Friedman is better known as Restaurant Girl, the name of the blog where she reviews New York restaurants. She's written about the unlisted ribeye at Nobu. She says the appeal of animal-style fries is basically the same thing.
It's the feeling of being important for being a regular, and that's what draws their customers and keeps them coming.
Danielle says lots of fast food joints have off-the-menu items. Chipotle will make nachos or quesadillas. Jamba Juice has secret smoothies with catchy names. Apple pie, strawberry shortcake, peanut butter and jelly.
Can I get a PBJ?
That's our peanut butter and jelly smoothie. It's on our secret menu, yeah.
The myth and the coolness about this secret menu is just right where it's at.
That's Banana Barry Dinsmore, Jamba's manager of operations. He says the off-the-menu drinks first got popular near colleges. Now the internet is spreading the word. He says the secret menu is not something the company created or promoted, but it has turned out to be good for business.
We couldn't have forced a secret menu onto our customers. It had to come from them. It was, you know, created by them. And what's so cool about it is that they feel so connected to the brand and so connected to Jamba and our team that I think it only strengthens the relationship.
I'll have the pink star.
In Los Angeles, I'm Pat Loeb for Marketplace.
And speaking of off the menu, if you miss a program or you just want to hear one again, you can do that. All you have to do is visit our website. It's marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.